You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson,
and Gary.
It's a joke.
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
I mean, look at it outside.
Yeah.
It's just blah.
Yeah,
it's
gray.
Gloomy. I mean, it's
I think
gray.
That's the biggest.
With a hint of mist.
Yeah.
Yep. It's okay. It's get over it. Nothing going on last night. No Red Wings, no Pistons.
There was Michigan basketball, and there was Maction, and I tuned into the one Maction game because I want to see the meat raffle.
Yeah, did they do? I tuned in.
They apparently did do the meat raffle.
Probably way too late. I tuned in the fourth quarter for that game.
Yeah, all the meat raffle was done by the end of the third quarter.
Did you see it?
I did not see any evidence of the meat raffle, but part of the problem was I was switching. It wasn't the CMU game, and Central Michigan was playing Kent.
On ESPN, yeah.
In front of several fans. And so I spent most of my time watching that after the Michigan Middle Tennessee game was done.
It's really disappointing because the meat raffle we discussed yesterday was going to be at the end of the third quarter between Buffalo and Miami of Ohio.
No, there were 10 different drawings through three quarters.
Oh, I thought they weren't doing it until the third quarter.
No, it was every TV timeout through the first three quarters. There was a meat raffle.
They were raffling off meat.
There was meat to be had, yeah.
Pounds cool. of hot dogs, pounds of hamburgers,
this
pounds
goes into,
of chicken breast.
This actually goes into the bucket. I always prepare just in case there's going to be a lopsided score, which doesn't happen in Michigan games. And I've got time to kill. I will bring up the meat raffle with John on the broadcast Saturday. But as we know, Michigan seems to be allergic to running away and hiding. They make sure everybody stays in the game and keeps you fully engaged right to the end. But just in case, we might get to talk about the meat raffle at the Buffalo-Miami Ohio game last night. Anyway, no, there wasn't a lot on last night. There is more to watch tonight. But have you seen this Detroit Lions injury report?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Would it be easier just to list the players who aren't injured?
It might be, or at least guys that weren't on the report, yeah. I mean, some of those guys were full participants in practice, but still, there's like the entire offensive line with the exception of, with the exception of Awosika, the entire secondary.
Yep. Decker did not practice. Penei Sewell did not practice. Graham Glasgow was limited in practice. Tate Ratledge was limited in practice. So, you know, this is why you need a practice squad.
Yes.
It's just to run plays in practice.
Now, I don't know if this is typically a plan. I don't think it is typically a plan, but I believe yesterday was just a walkthrough. Could they only even do a walkthrough because of all the guys who were out?
I don't know. I hope it was more than a walkthrough because there's one thing from the injury report that I like. Miles Frazier, full practice.
Yes.
And look, they're searching for answers. And you know, there's that we've probably gotten to the time of this season where any concerns aren't like one and done. So they're like, okay, this is a legitimate concern. And they're playing this game on Sunday against the Giants that feels like the only potential energy. Do you remember the term potential energy for
versus
physics?
Kinetic energy?
Yeah, kinetic energy was actual thing, something happening. Like, and I remember
potential energy was like a rock sitting on top of the hill.
A big boulder on top of a hill.
Kinetic was when you push the rock.
Yeah, it is potential energy. And when you push the rock and it starts to roll down the hill, that is kinetic energy. If we retained anything from high school physics, Mr. Eisenberg would be very proud that I remember this.
Don't get me started on inertia.
Yeah. that's for another day.
When a car stops.
The only potential energy I feel like for this Lions-Giants game is negative. And what I mean by that is if they win the game, it doesn't change opinions. It doesn't move the needle. It is expected. If they lose the game, there's going to be, it moves the needle. If they lose the game, they'll be full on panic. And I'm not saying there's nothing to be gained by this. They have to win the game. There's games on this schedule the rest of the way that if they don't win, they get themselves in trouble. This is one of them. It sounds like a threat, and I don't mean it that way. I think the Lions are a very good football team, but if they lose this game is where you start to go. Well, now they're getting behind the eight ball and getting to the point where the people that love to talk about, and there are some of you out there that like to tell us how they're not going to make the playoffs, your case starts to build if they don't win this game. And that's why I hate, I don't like to sound negative about this, but it does feel like the only potential energy is negative.
Well, I would disagree a little bit on that because I think there'll be a big sigh of relief if the offense shows up like you expect them to, if they, you know, run for 175 yards in the game, if Goff is back to throwing 75% completion percentage, if the defense is as good as we think it is and they shut down the Giants offense. I don't care if it's Jameis Winston or if it's Jackson Dart because he's back at practice apparently. I don't care if the defense shows up. I think all those are positive things. And let's say that that someone like Miles Frazier does play.
Yeah,
that you don't expect, and he looks good. I think that's also something that you could. It's more, I guess, a sigh of relief and like, okay, all right, that's okay. Well, what we saw last week was different circumstances, different team. You know, you're supposed to go out and beat the Giants. At least that's what fans are expecting. You're supposed to go do that. This is not, the Giants are a damaged team. They change coaches. Their key players have been hurt. This is a different, okay, take care of that business. And to your point, you're right. If they don't, then it's going to be sheer panic as you get ready for the Packers on short rest. But I think that there are some good things you can take away if they not just handle it, but like handle it the way you want them to.
Yeah, I mean, there's things that they can do that'll make us all feel better when they look like themselves. But this is part of what it's like to be a good football team with good players, good coaching, and big expectations. There are games on the schedule that you are supposed to win. And this is one of them. And there's not a whole ton of games on the schedule that and on this particular Detroit Lions schedule, there's not a whole ton of them that are like this. And I mean, they kind of already lost one to Minnesota. In fact, that Minnesota game, it'd feel a lot better being 7-3 than 6-4. We all know that. But yeah, that they kind of lost one of these. And, you know, losing another one would be,
well, Minnesota is not a bad team. I think Minnesota is, they're trying to figure things out with the quarterback, but all the players around it are pretty good. They've got some good players.
Yeah, they are, but I mean, let's face it. That was a game they should have won. On paper, at home against Minnesota, they should win that game.
Yeah,
Minnesota's going to finish last in this division. So, but they're not as bad as the Giants. This Giants team.
Giants are not. No, Giants are in trouble.
But, you know, the term must win gets thrown around, and I don't see it that way necessarily.
Do you see it as can't lose?
It feels like a must not lose. Like, I don't, you know, can you imagine what our shows are going to be like next week if they lose this game?
I'd rather not.
Yeah.
I don't want to, you know, put that in my headspace at this point.
Yeah.
You
don't want to put that out there? Don't you put that out there, Ricky Bobby? Don't put that on me.
Don't you do that. Yeah. I don't want to give that one oxygen. Let's just hope they take care of business.
But in the NFL,
they should take care of business, right?
Yep.
We'll see what the injury report reveals today and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. getting ready for this, but I think it'll be interesting to see how they do handle the pileup of injuries here because of the short week. It's one thing if you just have this game and then a full week off and before the next game, and it's not off, obviously you're practicing. It's another when you've got another game on Thanksgiving Day. And we know it not only is it just it's Thursday, it's not Thursday night, it's Thursday afternoon. And it's not just Thursday afternoon, it's Thanksgiving and everything comes with all the distractions that come with people coming in from out of town, friends coming in from out of town. You're being pushed and pulled in different directions. It's got to be a very distracting weekend for the players.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. So here we go. We got a Lions game coming up on Sunday, and some people aren't buying the whole potential and kinetic energy thing. Andrew in Tecumseh says, Doug, the phrase you're looking for is must win, and you aren't wrong. The Lions need to go 6-1 to win the division and 5-2 just to make the playoffs. There's so much time to make up for a loss here. I don't see a game on the schedule they can't win the rest of the way. Some are going to be tougher than others. But when you play at LA against the Rams, you're not playing outdoors at Philly against Philly. You're playing in Los Angeles with a pro Detroit crowd indoors.
This is true.
Yeah. And when you play the Chicago Bears at the end, that I expect there to be a lot riding on this game. I made the prediction yesterday that I think they're going to go 3-0 over these next three games. And I think the division championship, the NFC North, will be decided on the last Sunday of the regular season in a flex to NBC Sunday night game for the Lions for the second consecutive year, this time in Chicago. And I'm fired up for it. I guess part of it is, even though last year Minnesota hung around, last year felt easy. It wasn't, but last year felt easy. This is more typical of what a season's like, isn't it? There's struggles, there's ups and downs, even for really good teams.
Well, I mean, I guess the 15-2 record would indicate that it might be, but if we remember what it was like week to week with all the injuries mounting up,
of course,
maybe it wasn't as easy as we thought.
It wasn't easy, but it felt easy.
Yes, I do think that this is typically how a season is supposed to go, but if you're a really good team, you don't expect your really good team to be 6-4 through 10 games. You mm-hmm. expect them to be 8-2.
Yeah. Kang, what do you make of this game Sunday?
You look at the schedule, and I hate using the term must win as well, unless it's a truly elimination right. game. This is not an elimination
game.
You only
want literal usage of the term.
I do. I'm very literal with that. But this is we all know this is the most gettable game that they have on the schedule left. And at 6-4, you have less room for error, less margin for error. The injury report comes out. It doesn't matter. You have to win because they got three home games coming up. This is the first of three. You kind of got to go streaking a little bit.
Yep.
Because if they lose this game, it is, I think, officially panic time in Detroit for fans.
Sure.
And I don't want to do that radio. I know you guys don't want to do that radio, but that's what we're going to get. And it wouldn't, the season wouldn't be over. This team could absolutely go on a run and win the rest of their games. But like I said, you don't. It's the most gettable game. I don't put anything in chalk in the NFL, but you got to win at home. The scary part is Jackson Dart did practice in a limited fashion yesterday, and if he plays, that mobile quarterback is always an issue. It's an X factor, you know, and he, I think he plays like he doesn't care that his health is on the line. And so that's kind of a scary thought. You won't have Dr. Scadabo there, but he'll have the rest of the players.
Here's my other question, though.
You mean the Intercontinental Champion, Dr. Yeah, Scadabo? Right.
Yeah, it's amazing that he was able to.
No, it's okay. What did he do?
He was part of WWE Raw the other night.
Was he?
Yeah, he and his couple teammates were at ringside and got involved.
Did he have his foot in a boot?
Didn't see. He stood up.
Yeah, it was
up.
In a boot. Yeah.
I would imagine it was in a boot. It would have to have been. But to get into a physical scuffle with professional wrestlers, I know it's all part of it, but it seems like maybe not the wisest thing to do while
did
you're
he, did he get into a scuffle?
It. Well,
You could get seriously hurt.
Yes, you could.
Yes.
I mean, even if it's a fake scuffle, you're still moving. You know?
Of course.
Yes. I think it was wise.
It's fake?
Oh. Why do you got to do that?
Jared in Waterford writes in, depending on the roster and who plays, if they don't cover 10.5, I might be worried. Interesting. I mean, it'd be great
how about
to see.
Don't bet then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe just enjoy the game and hope they win. Or
just go money line maybe, bro.
Yeah.
It's not a must win, but it's absolutely a can't lose game. Yeah. I hate talking about games they're supposed to win that they might lose because at the end of the day, even the bad teams in the NFL, even the bad teams are NFL teams. Anything can happen. That's true. That's 100% true. If you don't show up in the National Football League on Sunday, you can get beat. And you will get beat if you don't show up. Cleveland has two wins. They're two wins. One of them's over Green Bay. Because Green Bay didn't show up on that Sunday. And, you know, you'd hate to I don't hate to think, but if you're a Green Bay fan, that could cost them the division. A loss at Cleveland could cost them the division against one of the worst teams in football. So that's an example of why you better show up. And, I mean, look, our team has had no problems showing up, especially after losses, right?
Correct. This team typically responds.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that streak is of 100 and something games or whatever that they, yeah. You know,
it's not 100, but yeah.
Is it 1,000?
It's close to 1,000, yeah.
It's a bunch.
Other injuries.
2 years worth.
The secondary. Terry Arnold still didn't practice. Concussion. Brian Branch, toe injury, didn't practice. There was one more from the second. Oh, Kirby Joseph, knee, didn't practice. Edge rusher, Marcus Davenport, limited practice. Edge rusher, Josh Pascal, limited practice. Those guys could be tracking to be back. DJ Reed, limited practice. He's from the secondary. Those guys, getting those guys back defensively certainly would not hurt. That would be a measurable boost to a defense that's playing pretty well, right?
Yes. No, the defense has played great. The Legion of Whom was fantastic for them. And when they get guys healthier and you pick some of those guys off, they end up being on the sidelines a little bit. They can come in and substitute, and you feel confident that you're not really dropping off that much talent-wise because these guys know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's clear that they know what they're doing. So I feel pretty chesty about how good the defense has played. And getting these guys back is going to be key. If Terry Arnold isn't back from concussion protocol today, then I imagine it's going to be hard for him to see the field on Sunday.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with that because if they got the game the following Thursday, if he's close, maybe hold him out for another game so he's ready for Green Bay. Green Bay's got really good receivers.
I don't want to overstate how well the defense is playing because one thing that's becoming clear and is going to be a real challenge for a team is Philly's offense is starting to come under some heavy scrutiny. And, you know, they were talking about him this morning. And yeah, the Lions held him to 16 points. But that's it doesn't feel like they're holding down a juggernaut. If Philly, better than Detroit right now, but their offense, I mean, they've taken care of the NFC North, scoring 26 points in the process. They did put up 38 against this Giants team that the Lions will face on Sunday. So, and hopefully the Lions defense can swing a hammer and not give up much to this Giants team. From Scott, if you want to be a NFC heavyweight in 2025, you got to win this damn game. Yep. The Lions are a totally fake team. Okay, who's this from? They didn't sign it. Lions are a totally fake team. Seriously, tell me otherwise. They beat up on bad teams. Beat up on bad teams in the good teams. Seriously, tell me otherwise. Okay, I think there's a period there. They beat up on bad teams. I mean, it's not the good teams. I don't know. They can't do it. I don't want to hear how they beat Tampa, who don't have any wide receivers, or Baltimore. What about Chicago? You want to hear about Chicago? Chicago's a first-place team. Lions are 2-1 against first-place teams. They played three first-place teams. They're 2-1.
Okay, don't talk to me about Tampa.
Well, if you take away their wins over...
Don't talk to me about Tampa. Don't argue a good point in your argument. Don't do that.
I'm going to take away any ammunition you have for this debate, and now you debate. But don't use anything
that
supports...
Don't use that.
Don't use things that would support your facts. Yeah, I mean, look, I a totally fake team, huh?
I don't... if you were to say a totally fake team, I don't think the Lions would be the team that I would use for that argument. Would it be the Chargers? Or I mean, there are other teams, I think, and I guess he's not just saying this is the only one, but if you look at each team individually, can you understand why the Lions are 6-4? They're going through some adversity here.
Yeah.
You know, there's a shock to the system again for the second straight year with big time injuries. And hopefully they're coming through it way earlier this year than what they did last year. Because those were season ending injuries last year.
Mm-hmm.
And by definition, Doug, those guys weren't coming back during the season.
Well done.
Thank you.
If you want to make an argument, you know what the winning percentage of New England's opponents is this year combined?
I was going to get another team. I was going to say, is that a fake team?
368. Okay. Detroit's winning percentage of their opponents is 509. New England has played, by definition, the easiest schedule in the National Football League. The Lions' schedule, they're over 500, for what it's worth, fake team guy. But there you go. Straight ahead, the NFL Blitz thingy here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I still can't. I mean, I can't. Somebody called them a fake team. Lions are a fake team. We'll revisit that coming up. It's time for the NFL Blitz thingy. Six-pack of NFL questions. Yesterday we did the college one. Gator, you went first yesterday. I'm on the clock.
All right, question number one, Doug. The Chiefs, they're third in their division right now. Not looking the best, not like the usual their usual selves, right? Mm-hmm. Are they more likely to miss the playoffs or make the Super Bowl?
So, look, I'm going to bet on Patrick Mahomes making the Super Bowl as the more likely case scenario here. And the reason why is if you go back exactly 1 year on the calendar to late November of 2024, Patrick Mahomes, they were coming off a loss to Buffalo. From that point on, he threw 13 touchdowns and zero picks over the rest of the regular season and the two playoff games to get his team to the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes knows when it's go time. It's go time for them. So I'm going to bet on Mahomes, their experience, and what he's been known to do in crunch time. And I think they have a better chance of making the Super Bowl than missing the playoffs.
Look, you bet against Patrick Mahomes at your own peril, right? I mean, this guy is maybe the best quarterback we've ever seen in our lifetime, and we've seen some really great quarterbacks in our lifetime, but he might be the best. That being said, if I were to bet, I would bet against him. I would say they missed the playoffs. They're on the outside looking in right now. The roster is not chock full of Pro Bowl players like they've had in the past. The offense isn't this well-oiled machine like we've seen in the past. And five of their last seven games are against pretty good teams. They're going to have a real struggle to get in there with a 5-5 record right now. I mean, we'll see if they can get above 500 on the season. If they are, that's the only way they're going to have a shot. But it's tight right now. I'd bet against them.
Yeah, you guys are right. It is tough to bet against Patrick Mahomes. But I'm with you, Gator. I'm going to bet against him. And I'm going to stick with my preseason bold prediction where the Chiefs missed the playoffs. They're 5-5, like you said, in the mix with the Texans. They have a worse record than the Jags. And they usually know when to turn it on. You're right, Doug. I thought that was going to happen last week because they needed to turn it on, and it didn't. And the Broncos are a very good team, don't get me wrong. But I think if I had to pick one, miss the playoffs or make the Super Bowl, I'm going to miss the playoffs. All right, barring injury, should the Browns just let Shedeur Sanders start at quarterback for the rest of the season?
No, and I'm a big Shedeur Sanders fan. I'd love to see him get the rest of the season, but no, I don't think that they should just let him announce that he's the starter. He's got to earn it. And Dylan Gabriel is in concussion protocol. It's not like he tore his ACL, and it's also not like Dylan Gabriel was god-awful there. He's got 7 touchdowns to 2 interceptions on the year, completing just under 60% of his passes. Albeit that he doesn't have a ton of yards throwing. He's been kind of dinking and dunking his way through. But, I mean, when you're a rookie in the league, that's kind of what you do. And that's what Shedeur should do in the game on Sunday as well. But I want to see him play, and he's going to play Sunday. But to keep that job, he's got to earn it, and he's going to have to keep Dylan Gabriel on the bench by doing so. But you don't just hand him the job for the rest of the year.
When you're 2-8, everything, the last 7 regular season games, are preseason games for next year. So when you have 2 rookie quarterbacks, your job is to develop them. Kevin Stefanski, the head coach there, said something interesting, and I'm reading from a story that said he made it clear that once Dylan Gabriel is clear from concussion protocol, he will be the starter, which I thought was fine. But then he added, regardless of how Shedeur Sanders plays. And I'm like, hold on.
Stupid line ad.
So I like agree with the first part, disagree with the second part. Let these guys battle it out.
Yeah.
You're in a preseason battle for who's going to be the starter next year between 2 rookie quarterbacks. I don't think you hand anybody anything right now.
It's weird. The Browns, they got themselves in the situation. They did this to themselves where I don't understand where the coaching staff, GM, and owner, doesn't seem like any of them are on the same page as far as drafting Sanders. And I feel like Sanders is the one who's hurt by this the most, even though they're hurting themselves too. But Sanders, for himself, not getting a chance to maybe develop on a right team that believes in him. Now, admittedly, I'm going to say this because I'm not a fan of the Browns. I don't really care, but I would let the kid play for the rest of the year. let him make mistakes. Let him play. Let him learn from those mistakes. You got to give him his confidence back because I don't feel like he has any confidence in himself because you guys aren't confident in him. You've already said Gabriel is going to be the starter once he's healthy, but what if Sanders plays great? You're going to pull that job out from him? I don't like him playing for his job and looking over his shoulder. Give him confidence. Let him play. Like I said, he will make mistakes, but let him learn from making mistakes. This league is so quick to pull the trigger and pull the hook on quarterbacks, especially rookie young quarterbacks. I don't like that. All right, call it now. Speaking of quarterbacks, Justin Fields has been benched. Is his career as a legit NFL starting quarterback over?
Yeah, so they're going with Tyrod Taylor, right? And that's got to be disturbing if you're a Justin Fields, because that's a guy that's 10 years older than you. By all definitions, Tyrod Taylor is a journeyman. And when you're 26 years old, you're supposed to be blossoming. You're supposed to be coming into your own. You're supposed to be hitting your prime. And if you can't beat out a 36-year-old journeyman, that's a problem. If I had to bet, I would bet that his career as a starter is over.
Yeah, I like Justin Fields a lot. I like his talent. I really like his talent. But after watching him all these years with the Bears, it's not that long of a career, but a couple years with the Bears and now here with the Jets, it just hasn't seemed to click. It might at some point, but I'd bet against it at this point. I think he can be a very capable backup in this league. And somebody that gives you a definite changeup, or he in the right situation, sliding in like in Baltimore, for instance, to back up a Lamar Jackson, a quarterback has a similar skill set, then I think that can work. He really, if you look at his numbers this year, he's thrown 7 touchdowns and only 1 interception. But it's the indecisiveness that he gets where he's kind of flustered in the pocket. The game doesn't slow down enough for him. And until that happens, I just don't see it.
So all the evidence points to, yeah, his career as a starting quarterback says no. But I just can't do it, guys, because I've seen too many recent quarterbacks rise up from the dead and actually be a good quarterback in this league. I truly believe whether you're successful or not in this league, especially as a quarterback, is the situation you fall into. And I felt like the Bears was a bad situation. Then he goes to the Jets, another bad situation. Some QBs are good enough to overcome that, guys. Clearly Fields isn't, but he might be a quarterback if he gets the correct coaching surrounding players, the city, whatever it is, he might actually turn into the next Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold, pick your guy who's just come back. And so I want to say no, but I just can't fully say it's over. All right, Sam Darnold just had a 4-interception game against the Rams in which they lost. Should the Seahawks and their fans be concerned about this?
Yeah. Sorry, am I getting excited to talk about how Sam Darnold's fraudulent? Yes, I am a little bit. It's funny. We just talked about Justin Fields. Justin Fields in Seattle would be one of those reclamation projects for a minute, because Seattle's got all these weapons on offense to work with. It's actually a pretty good offensive team. That's why Geno Smith was able to look like he was really good. And then Sam Darnold could look like he's really good for a period of time. But in reality, Sam Darnold isn't. Teams winning games because they've got way more talent than the other teams, but I just don't, I'm not a big Sam Darnold guy, as you might be able to tell here. That 4-interception performance against the Rams is horrific, and it was still a close game that they only lost 21-19, but I don't trust in him at all. I think this is a nice comeback year that looks like he had the nice run in Minnesota last year, and now this year with Seattle, but I don't think it's a permanent thing with him. I wouldn't go near him.
If we're doing this show in Seattle, I'm at about a DEFCON 3 right now. Last year, Sam Darnold's fade at the end of the year for the Vikings was concerning. I mean, the last game in Detroit, now the fade came later. He went 18 of 40-something, and then he didn't play exactly well in the playoffs. So I would be concerned a little bit. I think he's a guy that needs a bounce back game in a big way.
Is DEFCON 3 worse than 1 or 1 worse than 3?
I don't know. To be honest with you, I'm right in the middle. I can't remember if DEFCON 5 is full scale nuclear war or DEFCON 1.
I think 1's the best.
Is it the worst one? Yeah. 3's in the middle. Doesn't need any interpretation.
I would be concerned because I think it's a big game problem with Sam Darnold. I don't hate him as much as Kidder hates him overall. I think he is a good quarterback, but the big games is where it matters the most. And it happened with the Lions last year and then in the playoffs against the Rams. His 3 losses this year against San Francisco, the Bucs, and the Rams. 3 big games that he lost. Like, he needs to come through in a big moment in a big game. I don't know what he is.
Yeah, think about it. They lost 4 games total last year when he was the starting quarterback. 2 against the Rams and 2 against the Lions. And now this year he's lost his game against the Rams. He's got a Ram problem.
All right, speaking of quarterbacks still, Bengals, their quarterback, remember him, Joe Burrow, full participant in practice yesterday. Is this really happening? Should the Bengals even bother trying to play him for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I think they should. There's good news and bad news if you're the Bengals. The good news and bad news part is that the next 4 games all against teams in front of you in the playoff standings, which means it's a hard schedule. That means you can reel those teams in if you take care of business. And remember, that team got hot last year. They got hot too late. They won their last five and just missed out on the playoffs. Now they're going to have to get hot and win their last seven, most likely. But I think if you've got a shot and he's healthy and the doctors clear him, yeah, I'd start him.
Yeah, I would not this week. I mean, they are 3-7. He literally just got back to practice. This is an injury that is not one that you're like, oh, he's 100%. I feel this is one that's going to linger for a bit and could linger for the rest of his career. It has ended careers. I'm not wishing that on Joe Burrow. I'm a huge Joe Burrow fan, but I wouldn't play him this week. Stay on the sidelines for a bit. You just got back from practice. So recognize that that totally torpedoed the chances for Cincinnati to make the playoffs. But those chances, I think, were torpedoed weeks ago when he got injured in the first place.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, man. You don't want to cost him his career because that affects your franchise as a whole. But the whole reason you tried to get Joe Flacco and stay afloat and maybe didn't trade Trey Henderson was to make the playoffs. Now, they may have a huge outside shot, but it's still a shot. This is why you have all those weapons. This is why the division, it's very gettable, too. Doug already laid out the schedule in front of him. They have to literally pretty much win out to have a shot here. But if he's healthy and he practiced fully yesterday, I say go for it. Our last one, guys, Andrew Siciliano and Charles Robinson, both NFL reporters, they spoke this week on a podcast, Inside Coverage, talking about the possibility of having international expansion teams in the NFL. That's right, European teams, like a European division. Obviously, the biggest hurdle would be travel, okay? But there's a chance that we have supersonic flights in the very near future here, which would cut travel time in half. I got a two-part question. One, if they develop this supersonic flight, should the NFL expand to Europe? And two, would you take a supersonic flight yourself when this is available?
All right, so this is a crazy
question. It's like faster than the sound of
speed of sound.
Speed of sound, yes.
Yeah, so this is what, the old Concorde that we used to hear about?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Which supersonic flight has been around for a long time here, right? Yet it's not really every day.
It's been shelved.
It's not like commercial.
Yeah, it's not like commercials, right. So a commercial flight. First of all, I'll answer the first part. You know me and the thoughts on playing in Europe. I'm not a huge fan of it, but it would make sense only if you do have a division worth of teams to do it. And I don't see that happening anytime soon. You're talking about big time expansion. And just watering down the league is just a bad idea to me. I don't like that to begin with. Now, as far as the supersonic flights, I'll be happy to partake in a supersonic flight. Like thinking about going to Vegas or going to LA and it only takes like 2 hours. Well, that's appealing to me, but I ain't no guinea pig.
Yeah, you're Gator, not guinea pig.
I ain't no guinea pig. So I'm going to have to wait a while before I get on board and let's make sure that it works out and it's all safe when we're talking about commercial flights on the supersonic flight.
Yeah, I'll start with the second part first. I'm waiting at least a year before I get on any supersonic time machine. I'm not doing any of that stuff the way they... the Concorde thing didn't end on a positive note. So I'll go ahead and take some time off and let everybody else try it. I agree with you about no guinea pig. And all these European games, they've all been test balloons, man. They've all been trial runs. Of course they're going for world domination. And if there's a market for it, I have no problem with it.
I don't like it. I hate the international games already. I don't even feel like they should actually count against your record. I feel like they're exhibition games that the NFL's just forcing the teams and players to go market their game, and they don't really care, you know, if you're at your best because they don't care about player safety, like, or health, which why they wouldn't care putting them on supersonic flights. I'm with you guys. I'll take the flight. After three solid years of watching everybody else do it first, you know what I mean? So, it sounds awesome. Cut travel in half, but I'll wait before I do that.
There it is, and that concludes the Wide Nine Omaha Far Down Around the League Blitz thingy. Get back to your Lions call straight ahead here on Carson Anderson on 97.1. The Lions are totally a fake team, wrote an unnamed texter. Seriously, tell me otherwise. They beat up on bad teams, not the good teams. They can't do it. I don't want to hear how they beat Tampa. who didn't have wide receivers, or Baltimore.
Well, they didn't have one of the wide receivers because they knocked them out of the game.
Yeah.
It's part of the game.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about who the Lions didn't have in that game?
I mean, we could.
Are we allowed to do that, or are we only allowed to do it with the other team they play against?
I don't, you know, the resume isn't as strong as it was last year at this time, right? They've lost twice as many games already. Going into this season, people were very chesty about this team, and even the most confident thought they'd lose 4 or 5 games given the schedule. Well, they're on track to do, you know, to lose a bunch more than a year ago. They've got some games coming up that they really need to take care of business, but I don't know, man. We've done this before, and this happens in sports. Everybody you beat, nobody's any good. If that's the prism with which you see it, I guess, then, you know, if we can't take the Tampa win, the Baltimore win, the Chicago win to support their resume, then you're right. There's not much to stand on. Let's go to Paul in Clinton Township. Hello, Paul.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Hey, man, listen, this is standard operating procedure with a portion of the Detroit, not just Lions, Detroit fan base, okay? You deal with it during Tiger season, wing season, it doesn't matter. Michigan football, Michigan basketball, Michigan State, there's a certain portion that are just, they deal from a negative, an uber negative, you know, standpoint, and there's nothing you can do. None of those people will say anything. The only thing you can do is win, because then, of course, they go away. You don't hear from them until the next loss, and that's literally just how it goes. But, yeah, I mean, right now, I mean, they want to tell you that the games you won mean nothing. The games you lost mean everything, right? So go back 2 years ago to the year that we went to the conference championship and Frisco on the ropes. If you go back to, I'm going to guess, the day that you were on the air after getting beat on Thanksgiving Day by the Packers, they were probably telling you, there's no shot.
Right.
This team sucks. They can't win anything. They're pretend. It just, it is what it is. In the end, the team has to produce, though. Okay?
Yeah, no, they do. And that's the thing. Let's be clear on something. Nobody is, including us, or should be satisfied until they win it all. Understood. That is what the goal is, and that is what this team needs to do to get the ultimate pat on the back and stamp of approval. And we expect it as well. But that doesn't mean it's all going to be, it's going to be easy. And there's plenty of teams that have won Super Bowls that, we researched this, that during the season lost regular season games. There's plenty of them that have done so. And Paul, but it's a very safe place to be to say they're not going to win at all, because you get the feel.
Listen, you 100%. And it's also easy when you disappear after, okay? It's not just you guys. It's on social media. It's everywhere. The hater is out there, and he is strong, and he is definitely pounding the team during the tough parts and the losing. When they start winning, they flat out disappear. They don't say anything. They don't cheer for the team. That's nothing. And then as soon as they lose again, they're right back. It's pretty consistent. And listen, it is what it is. It's on the team to win and shut that part of the fan base up. Until they do it, ultimately, they're going to have a voice.
And Paul, thank you for the phone call. 248-539-9797. Look, I mean, it's been an uneven season. It's been a season where they have a lot of proving to do. I love the way this organization, this team responds to adversity. They got a long track record of responding to adversity. It is time to start stacking some wins, though. Like, nobody's, I don't want to lower the bar. It's time to start stacking some wins.
It is. And I mean, when you started off 6-4, and I think if we were to go back and look at the schedule before the year began, we do the whole schedule game, I don't think they're terribly far off from where we were, because I think they got off to a better start than we expected their first like 4 or 5 games. Are they on schedule? They might be on schedule, and it's not going to be easy. Of course it's not. You've got the Packers are a good team. The division's tough. We've always known the division. The division was tough last year,
mm-hmm.
You know, and it only gets tougher because now the Bears have actually shown more than a pulse. They actually lead the division despite the fact that they give up 52 points in week two to the Lions. That spurred them on. Now they're in the tops in the division. And that's just the division, let alone the other games they have outside the division. It's not going to be easy, but this is definitely a playoff team. The question is, can they put together and stack together enough wins where all of a sudden, hey, they're back on top of the division, and see what happens with Philadelphia. There's some infighting going on with Philadelphia, despite the fact that they're really good, but that's what Philly's good for. We know they're a really good football team. I don't think the Lions are going to be necessarily challenging for the top spot in the NFC when it comes to seeding, but if this team is healthy going into the playoffs, I wouldn't bet against the Lions.
Unnamed texter writes in, why are people surprised that some don't believe the Lions are going to make the playoffs? They have been up and down the last 5 weeks, going 2-3. That is not how playoff teams play. I guess it's zooming out and looking at really the last three calendar years of Lions football. Yeah, they're like we said, they're uneven, acknowledged, but there's way more good than bad. The roster is still filled with talented players. They have some different challenges this year for sure. But yeah, I have faith that this team puts together and starts stacking wins. I'm going to say it again. Think they win the next three at home. They'll be favored in all those games. It's not like this is something I've said that's crazy.
Ooh.
You think they're going to cover it? You think they're going to win games they're favored in? This is not a bold-ass prediction, is it?
No. I think anytime you're winning three games in the NFL in a row, I don't think that's the easiest thing to do. So he's a bold ass. Maybe it's not bold ass, but it's stronger than just going with. I mean, I guess technically it is going with chalk, but sometimes going with chalk, it ain't easy.
Gentlemen, the Lions are going to handle the Giants with ease. That's what they do against bad teams. I'm not going to change the fact that we have major issues on the offensive line. Missing Sam Laporta, not getting Montgomery involved enough. Thanksgiving will be a do or die game for me. Thanksgiving looms large. Thanksgiving, look, if they win these two games in 4 days, they win Sunday and Thursday, it'll feel like they're right back on track, won't it?
Track. It will, with another big game coming up the following week against Dallas, because I think Dallas is right ready to make their charge right now.
They want to.
They feel rejuvenated. They're rallying around themselves as a team because of their fallen teammate. That's a big part of it. It's an emotional ride for them right now. They want to win for him. And the additions they made at the trade deadline are not small. They're really big. And they've got some offensive talent on that team, too. They can score points. They score them in bunches. Dallas is a tricky team.
And this one, and I'm glad they sent this in. Last year was not easy from the standpoint that every week they were competing with Minnesota for the best record, as well as winning the division and getting the number one seed in the NFC. As I recall, it went all the way down to the last week. There's no question it wasn't easy. And I probably need to walk that one back a little bit. It felt easy. They went 15-2. They had challenges along the way. There were injured players. They were being pushed by the Vikings. It wasn't easy. It just felt easy when you're winning that much. But you're right. It's probably not even worth debating, so I probably should have never said it. It's Carson Anderson. All right, coming up, a Detroit legend needed this a lot, and he's getting it. We will get to that at 11:02. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.